Weiter in Shastrim, Menachos Taf Ayin Dal, pick up on Gimel B, about the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up or so, next part of the Mishnah, Rishim and Omer, Mechus Chote Shel Kohanim. It has Kemitza, the Kometz burned the Mizbeach by itself, and the Shirayim are burnt the Mizbeach by themselves. We know what I mean, either way, we know this from the Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa, Vaisa the Kohen Kemincha, Pesach says, it shall be for the Kohen like the Mincha. It refers to a Kohen who's chayv to bring A minchas chote shete avodasuk sherabo and teaches that its avoda is fit to be done by him. A kohen can do the avoda of his own minchas chote. Atomer shete avodasuk sherabo. You were to say, you say that the pasuk is telling its avoda is fit to be done by him. Oenu el lahatir minchas chote shel kohanim. Maybe it's only coming to permit a minchas chote of a kohen to be eaten by kohanim. Umani mekayim. And if you're going to say, I'm going to understand the pasuk of Chol Minchas Kohen, Kalil Tia Lo Tzeachel, every mincha of a Kohen shall be entirely liberated, can't be eaten. Minchas Din Dvasa, I can't say it's like a minchas Din Dava, but Chavasa Tin Echels, but that actually has to be eaten. Tamid Lomar, Vaisal the Kohen Kamincha, Makish Chavasa Lin Dvasa, Man Dvasa Lin Echel, it's just like that's not eaten. Av Chavasa Lin Echel, so do the Chavas not eaten. Amar Rabbi Shemen, Vachin Nemer, Vaisal the Kohen Kamincha, so. Is it said it shall be for the coin like his mincha? V'alo lo nemar ela kamincha like a mincha. Ela lahakish, rather it's coming to make a hakish. Beep, turn the page. Ayin dalam and aleph. Minchas chote shel kohanim ki minchas chote shel Yisrael. Ma minchas chote shel Yisrael? Nik metzes. Just like the third mincha is it, you have kamitza. Af minchas coin shel minchas chote shel kohanim is metzes. So too, same with the Mechaschote of a coin of Kmitza. Iman Mechaschote, so you saw the Kmetzes Psyre and Echolim, Afrechaschote shall coin, Mechaschote Psyre and Echolim. Should be an also Tamilom, or the coin Kmincha, like coin Kmincha, well, the Ishim Kmincha. Right? Like the sinners, like the in reference to the Kmitz of the coin, the Mechas coin, like that of a Yisrael, but not the fires of the Mizbech. It's not like the Michas Chote of Israel. Okay, it's that. Komitz Karivatsa Fishoim Kraven Matsman. Each one's done by itself. Ha Shete Avodasuk Sherabo. Mihochanavka? That din that the Avoda is fit to be done by the Kohen. You think that's where we learn it from? Mihasam Navka. We learn it from somewhere else. How do we know that a Kohen can come and bring his own carbon at any time, at any moment that he wants? Pasuk says he should come with all the desires of his soul and serve. If that's where we learn it from, then I would think that those words that he'll come with all the desires of his soul refers only to something that is doesn't come to be mechaper for some sort of aveidi, aval, davar shabal, chet, emelot, so it wouldn't apply to that. Our pasuk says it shall be for the coin like the mincha, which speaks of the minchas chote, therefore we need to tell that the coin can offer even his own minchas chote. So the Gemara, v'ha nami, v'ha nafka, really, even that, you're going to learn it from there. Also, I'm going to learn from someone else, not a pasuk. V'chibar coin ala nefesh, my parsha, my mitzvah parsha. Amen. Right, the Pasuk says the coin will be a mechaper for the soul that does this. When it does something, is a shogeg. So he can do it for himself. He can do it for the even of something to himself. I would have thought, is it low? And therefore it comes to tell you that even the coin is has to bring it even for a something which is done b'mezid. B'mezid ichem eskachas. So what are you talking about when you have a b'cheschote like that? B'zolun shvua. Talking about the case of a deliberate doing b'mezid when it comes to a shvua. Okay. Tanya yidach. And our mission on the brace that we brought, the Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim are arguing as for whether the b'cheschote does kamitza. But they both say that all of its parts are burned on the mizbeach. So now we have a brisa which is bringing Rav Shimon's opinion, and the third one. Tanya Yidach, Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shel Kohanim Dekemetzes. Hakometz Karei B'fnei Atzmo V'Shirayim Kraven B'fnei Atzmon. Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Hakometz Karei B'Atzmo V'Shirayim Mispazrin Abeis Hadeshen. It gets scattered over the place of the ashes.
the Beis Hadesh and Abba Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba have a bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had the following problem with this Beis Hadesh and Heicha. Where exactly is this one that we're allowed to talk about? Odilma or Idilamala Hainravua. If he's talking about the place that is above, with the pile of ashes on the Mizbeach, that's the same as his father said. Now both are saying that the Shirayim are burnt on the Mizbeach, but they put them as different opinions. Idilamata, you say, Bilamata, Yishka Dovet Shikar Bilamata? Is there such a thing that's offered below? There's no such thing. Maybe your Elazar holds the Minchas Chotah of a Kohen is Le'ibud, just for to be lost. It's scattered over the side of the ashes. Achicho Alei, they all laughed at him. B'chiyeshcha Dava Shekar of Le'ibud, is such a thing that's offered in the way of getting for nothingness? Tani Avod Rabbi Avin. After the Minchas Chavitin is burned, the Torah says that every Mincha of a Kohen shall be entirely burned, shall not be eaten. This is including all the Menachos of a Kohen and Minchas Chotei. La Achila, he kashtia, full of the acher. I compared this Minchas Chotei of a Kohen to that Minchas Chavitin, only reference to eating and not reference to anything else. Right, the Mechus Chotei of a Kohen is like the Mechus Chavitin in reference to eating, like the Mechus Chavitin is not eating, so too the Mechus Chotei of a Kohen is not eating, but rather,
other than that though, they are different. The Mechus Chavitin is burnt on the Mizbech, and the Shiraim, the Mechus Chotei of the Kohen are chucked, they're scattered over the base of Deshen. My Kamer, what's he saying? Now, my comment, how can the Tan of the Breis say that the Mechus Chotei of a Kohen isn't burnt with the same Pasuk that he's learning it from says that every mincha of a kohen is to be entirely burned. And Rabbi Yochanan, as it means to say, kol minchas kohen lo se'achel chovaso kalil tia nidvaso. So that is the minchas chotei of a kohen is excluded from the mitzvah of it shall be entirely burned. Instead of being burned, it's scattered over the Beis Hadeshen. Amar li Rava, sakina charifa mafsika kroy. A sharp knife is cutting up the psukim. How can you divide the pasuk into two and then reassemble them in a different order? Elamer Rava, Rava says, "Kol mechus kohen kol tiyan nidvaso lo seachel chovaso." Ve'ifachana, where it says, "Hold on," but I could flip it the other way. Maybe when it says "kol mechus kohen kol tiyan is chovaso lo seachel is nidvaso." Mistaba nidvaso havalei lebri. No, it makes sense to say that the voluntary mincha. Those things that are burnt in the Mizbeach, like the Michas Chavitin, makes sense to call that to include that, Shkein Tathira, because it's like the Michas Chavitin that is brought Tadir. Lo Chati, it is not brought for a sin, and Basim Reche, and its aroma is pleasant. Ah, like a Reach Nichoach. Rashi says, She Nidvaso V'Chavitin Belulin B'Shemen U'Lavon of Reicho Nodev Mashen came in Michas Chotei, which is not so with the Michas Chotei. So, Adarabo, Chavasav Elidibu, should include that, Shekena Yisaron, because it's like the Mechus Chavitin that has more than the Sarna flower. And Chovah is also Chovah. So it's Gemara, yeah, that's also an option. Halach Levishin, our first case has three, and this one only has two. So it makes sense compared to the Rabbanan. Now, the Rabbanan, we say that a Minchas Chot of a coin does not do Kemitzah. Hayv Chol Minchas Koin, Kalil Tia, Lo Secha, Mayav Dele. What do they do with that Pasuk now? The Gemara, Miboy Lulich Adanyin, for the following Brysa. Eli El Yonah, Kalil Tukhtar. I would have thought, I only would have known about this earlier pasuk here, Michas Chavitin, is included in the chiyav of it shall be entirely caused to go up in smoke. V'zachtona below se'achel. Now that the latter pasuk would be that of any other mincha offering of a kohen, it's included in that mitzvah of it shall not be eaten. How do I know to apply the din of this one and that and this one and that? Talmud Lomar Kalul Kalul Gzir Shava. And it says of Gzir Shava of Kalul Kalul. Nemar Kan Kalul says of here by regular menachos for going Kalul. Nemar Laholin Kalul by the Chavitin. Malum Kalul talked there just like over there. The entire thing goes up in smoke. I've come to call Taktish. So too, the mincha is mentioned here. Any other mincha of a kohen is included in the mitzvah, it shall be entirely caused to go up in smoke. Just like over here, about any other mincha of a kohen, the Torah says there's a lo saseh in eating it. So there too as well. If a kohen ate from the imurim of this animal, this carbon, what's going to be the din? Right? We normally it's supposed to be burnt on this bayach. Let's say he went out and he ate from the imurim, stuff that's supposed to be burnt on his bayach. Lav de zarus, in reference to the lav of a zar, of a non-kohen, beep. Turn the page. Ein dalit. I'm a base. Look, it's not a question about that he's going to be chai, because the kohen is the status of a czar to the yevurim. What's the question? Lav de kolotia. It's got to be burnt up. My, what's going to be the din? Does this iser, which connect to menachos, apply only to menachos, or to all the parts that have to be burned, including the yevurim? Amar we're learning the Braisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shu Bechalil Tia, anything that falls to the Chiyuv of it shall be entirely burnt. Litain Losas El Chilaso, also Losa in that as well. So since they have to be burnt, you also fall into the same category. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. The Mincha of Kohanim, Minchas Kohanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, not of anointed Kohen, Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha of Nesachim, the Mizbeach, Vehimehem. They are all on the Mizbeach and no part of it to the Kohanim. Here we find the Koch of the Mizbeach is stronger than that of the Kohanim. It's all him of the Kohanim, none of it goes to the Mizbeach, and therefore we say that that's where they're stronger than actual the Mizbeach. Well, there's no other cases like this. What about the Ola, which is also burnt on the Mizbeach? Over the quadum. No, not true. It's not entirely burnt because the hide is given to the quadum. I have a kilos oaf. No, ika morka venotza. There's the crop and the feathers, which are not a mizbech, next to the mizbech. I have a ika nesachim. What up in the nesachim? The shisen azla. They go down to the shisen. Shisen we saw in Sukkah, that the wine of the nesachim was poured into one of the two bowls attached at the top of the mizbech. At the southwest corner, each one has a spout at its base through which the wine runs into this Mizbeach, by the surface of Mizbeach, it drains there through a hole, this big hole underneath the Mizbeach called the Shisen. And since the wine's final things on the Mizbeach, the Mishnah does not include among the things that the Mizbeach is eating. Umay Bezu, and what is the purpose of, in this, the right of the altar is stronger? Lafugin Mishmuel is coming to exclude Shmuel. Damer Shmuel, Hamisnadiv Yayin, Miviu, Umazalfo, Algabi Ishim. One who donates wine as his own carbon brings it to the Mizbeach, to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen sprinkles it on the fires of the Mizbeach. Right now, to go against this, our Mishnah says, in this, the right of the Mizbeach is stronger. Kamash Balan de Lashisan Azli, teaching it that only the previous things are burnt on Mizbeach, but the year the wine goes into the Shisan. Masai Lelishmuel, this supports another din of Shmuel, Damar Shmuel, Hamasadiv Shaman, someone goes and he donates Shaman, comes to the coin, does kamitz on it, Vishirav, Nechalan, and the Shiraim are eaten. Could have been, you would have thought that the donated oil is burnt entirely in Mizbeach. And Shmuel was telling us that some of the oil, meaning the kamitz is burnt and left over, the Shiraim are eaten. By leaving out the oil from its list of things that are burnt entirely in Mizbeach, then the Mishnah supports Shmuel's position. Shmuel requires kamitz only in the case of oil, not wine, because kamitz can't be done with wine. The second part of the Mishnah came and said, "Shtei alechem, alechem apanim, are completely by the kohanim, none of them are left over the mizbech. Vasu lecho, what do you mean? There's nothing else. Other cases like that. Vayikah chatas off. No, you could dame have the dam which is put in the mizbech. Vayikah luk shemet shemetzora which is given to kohanim. Yikah masnosav. No, you have the matanos, the applications some have thrown onto the peruches. Next, umay bazu, right? And this the kohanim is stronger. And what's it come to say bazu? Nafuki miman damer shtei alechem abos mifnei atzman." Somebody exclude the case of somebody who says that when the shtei lechem are brought by themselves and they get to come to get burnt. To knock that off, the Mishnah says that in this, being the shtei lechem, the right of the kohanim is stronger under every single case that the kohanim eat the shtei lechem, even when the shlamim are not there. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Kol menachos hanasos bekli. All menachos that are made in a kli. Yeah, the klisharis. Tuna shloshim matan shemen, they need three matanas of shemen. Yitzika, pouring, oblila, mixing, or matan shemen, mekli, kodim, alasyasen, and putting the oil in the kli before and making of the mincha. Chalos bolulan, one mixes the oil into the menachos after they've been made into loaves. Divrei Rebbe Reiv, so it goes to Rebbe. That's like it's like to Rebbe. Bechamim orim solas, you mix the oil into them when they're still in the state of flour. Okay. All right. A chalos tunas blila. The chalos need mixing with oil. Rekika and meshicha. That's just smear it on it. Ketza, that's a rekika, it's like the wafer like thing. Ketza moshkan, how do you smear it? Kamin chi. You do it like a chi. This is a Rashi says Yavani. Shabala bil shonenu korin lakaf. Shalahem ki shahaya notel min ashamen betzbo kamin ki Yavani. Yeah.
What about my sitter?
It goes like the letter chaf. Yeah, I don't know where the sitter is. Okay. Now, the rest of the oil is eaten by the kohanim, eaten by the kohanim. Okay, now we said, all the Mishnah said that, says Gemara, all the menachos are done in the kli, that are done in the kli, need three, you know, matanos of oil. Lamute mai. What's coming to exclude? Amar Papa Lamute Minchas Mafet. It's coming to exclude the mincha that's baked in an oven. Tana Rabbanan Ve'in Minchas Marcheshes Karbanecha Solos Beshemin Taseh. Pasukas, if your offering is a mincha of the Marcheshes, should be made of fine flour and oil. Malamit Shenu Matan Shemem Kli. This is teaching that it needs an application of oil in a kli before the flour is added. Karbanecha L'gzer Shava. We go and we compare these two things. One is Karbanecha that's said by the Minchas Marcheshes. Also Karbanecha said by the Minchas Mach. Beep, turn the page. Beep. I inhale mouth. Ma kan matan shem v'kli. Just like here, in the case of the Michas Mechesh, the Torah says that it's got to do the application of oil in the kli. Aflahan matan shem v'kli. Yarasad Michas Machvas has been the kli also. Malahol needs sikab lila. Just go over there by the Machvas. And it needs pouring and mixing. Afkani sikab lila. So too, you need pouring and mixing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.